Charlotte, 1993. 5 minutes till room time. My feet yearn for autonomy from time cages that confine. These toes despise limits like socks with dirt-cheap tread, inducing the itch to escape from tiny windows and seventh-floor brick towers. Freedom, fill my feet. Let them wander without surveillance. Explore past a death-gray square circle carpet track leading back to a room with a wood coffin bed, cushion removed to stop the overdrugged medical inmate from sleeping off the legal intoxication pushed by psych doctors who never feel her pain. Miami, 2003. My soles crunch into the sand, kick granular gold that blends with water that waves away alibis. No interrogations here. I play footsie with the beloved. No rules against healing touch on this shore. My arms carry homemade food because it is allowed. No, I willed it. No fear of searches for contraband or pleas for sterile permission to taste love on my tongue. At this wild ocean, melodic voices swell and share the joy of pelicans on the pier, flyers who aim, dive, and grab their catch as they please. May the birds and beachcombers never hit their backs against the glass bars of prison cells, slyly named seventh floor safety nets. Grant them space, not struggle, in an unexpected straitjacket or needles to stab their backsides when they won't sit still. Save us from being shot down mid-flight. Spare me the stamp of danger to self and others, an excuse that protects you from my sense of your secrets. Damn society's shields of dark myths of beasts in a nut house. Uncontrollable throwaways made patients, made robots, made infants, made animals again.